This episode of Extra Features is sponsored by Starship Films. Some great titles such as Lars and the Emo Kid, Conjoined and the Dead of Night can all be found on Amazon Prime. Enjoy the show!
Hello and welcome... Sorry. Try again. Hello and welcome to another episode of Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. This is episode 191 and I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
I'm Daniel.
Intern.
And it's this time again, guys. It's time for the annual Best Of episode.
Ooh.
Where we go through the favorite movies we've all had over the course of 2017 and sort of compare our lists and
make fun of Bob.
Hopefully, you know, Bob will have another Hotel for Dogs.
Nothing like Hotel for Dogs at number 10 and Three Vengeance.
Nice.
I'm sure that Pitch Perfect 3 is on his list somewhere. And
I already know Bob's number one, and if it's not, I will quit the show.
I actually like Beauty and the Beast. It didn't make my list.
Oh, please tell me it's on your list.
No. But first, from what I understand, Daniel, you had some homework to do
last episode.
Or you're not allowed to be on this episode.
I've been tiring over it. I've done it. Okay, guys.
And your homework was?
To watch the 1995 film Before Sunrise, the first of the Linklater trilogy.
And?
It was good. I'm not a big fan of movies where it's just people talking, but... Mm-hmm. The romance was, so intimate that it was really good. And I was, really smitten with is it Julie or Julia?
Julia.
Julia Delpy by the end of it.
Julie Delpy, yeah, Julie, sorry, Julie.
Julie Delpy, okay. Yeah, it was really good. Usually I like a little bit of action, but, I really enjoyed, following these characters around Vienna. And it's a lot of people think that it's improvised, right? But... It feels the dialogue feels natural, but they just rehearse it so much that they're able to do a whole conversation in just one take, and it's just really awesome filmmaking.
See, I didn't prescribe you anything bad.
No, thank you, Dr. Watson.
Don't worry, after you lose the next game, you're going to be finding something else to watch. Don't worry.
How do you know he's going to lose the next game?
Well, I already know what you're watching. Kevin's watching. It's just Daniel. I have to go and tell his PBR.
Oh, right. I forgot to do a list of that. My bad.
Oh, good. So I'm glad you watched it. Daniel, little note for you. It's on my top 100 list.
Nice. Okay.
Top 100 list?
Is the sequel better?
Sequels, I like them all.
Okay, fair enough.
I've seen all three of them, and if you want to see Julie Delpy a little bit more au naturel, keep going.
I would say I got a stupid look on my face because that makes me excited.
Oh, I know.
Not too excited, guys, but
keep going.
I would say they decline in quality.
Like the second one. The third one's not as good, but I love them as a set. The first one's perfect.
I'll have to read the second one. Don't have that one on my PBR.
I'll make sure you get it. Relax.
That's like TiVo for us, for American.
I'll loan you mine. Relax. Okay, Daniel, you drew the low straw. Oh, wait, go ahead, Kev, I'll be quiet.
Let me relay the concept. Essentially, we start at number 10, and we work our way to number 1. And we each take turns and relay what that movie is in our order, starting with number 10. And so the order we're going to go with is Daniel, Bob, Simon, and then myself. And then you feel free to comment on the person's choice. And, basically you give, this is my movie and this is why I liked it.
Okay.
All right. And so we'll start you off with number 10.
Okay. So cue the theme music. Boom, boom. It's Wonder Woman. I can't do the theme music. Wonder Woman.
Dan, is that because you like to go to Halloween as Wonder Woman? Oh, sorry. Was I not supposed to tell people that?
I went as Wonder Woman for Halloween.
Oh, we know you did. I saw the photos.
Yeah, tight skirt and everything, right?
Well, you might want to get a bigger skirt for next year. I saw a little bit more of Dan than I ever need to.
Okay, I'll go to Winners. I was actually really glad that, DC made a good movie for once. At least, the DC Universe, right? But, it was easily one of my favorite superhero films this year. It was one of two that made my list.
Well,
spoilers, I guess. little teaser, I bet.
No teaser. It's all good.
Oh, you already know it. Oops. Ooh. The score was, like, just so great, and the direction was awesome, too.
And, she's not hard to look at.
No, Gal Gadot, right? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Gal got it? I don't know.
Still got it, yes. Okay. She still got it.
Yeah, the No Man's scene was, in particular, so, like, awesomely shot. It's so great.
I agree. Intern?
What? Number... okay.
Number 10.
We go... Oh, okay. Actually, my number... My top 10 turned into a top 9 because there's a tie for first. So the last one was Call Me By Your Name.
What? You trashed that film to me. Literally trashed it to me. How could you
have like it? I like it. It was well done, well acted, well directed.
And trashed it to me. It said you didn't like it.
I liked it. At the time, I liked it.
Why did you like this film, Bob?
Because I just said, it was well directed. The actors were really good at the parts. And the scenery was fascinating, too. There was some scenes, I'll admit, that weren't, but I got over
fascinating.
Them.
Fascinating.
Okay.
So looking for Roman sculptures in the river is fascinating? Or was it the boys and the girls playing volleyball?
Or are you thinking of the same movie, Call Me By Your Name?
Yeah, they play volleyball with it. When the kids are playing volleyball when they first meet.
Yep.
Okay.
Or was it the scene when they go bike riding? Which was the favorite one, or the little popcorn
that's
scene?
That's the problem I had.
Was it the peach that made it go in your top 10?
That must have been the peach.
Oh, man, that's right up there with the American Pie.
I know, right?
Wonder Woman was close, but it didn't quite make the top 10.
Who wore it better, the apple pie or the peach?
Oh, no. Okay. My turn, number 10, Dunkirk. Oh, it just blew me away in 70mm. I just have to give it full kudos. I don't think it's I thought it was an amazing film. It sat with me since I first walked out of the theater. It's probably the best sound I've ever heard in my life in a film. Like, I really felt thing. I mean, I know there's no dialogue, but I didn't need dialogue. I love the plane scenes. I love the painted scenery shots. I just thought it was phenomenally done.
Yeah.
I've never seen, except for Saving Private Ryan's opening scene, I've not seen a better war movie. Oh, wait, I lied. Bridge Over River Kwai is probably my favorite war movie of all time. Bob's got new stuff to watch. He just said he's never watched Bridge Over River Kwai. I'll put it on the list.
Oh, dear.
Go ahead, Kev.
All right, well, I have to find it. My number 10 film is Three Billboards Outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Ooh, I know why.
Yeah. Ooh. I enjoyed the film a lot,
but
I didn't love it. So it sort of got that respectable. It's in the top 10, but it's not anywhere in the top 5, which is, I think, the best movies of the year. So, I don't know. Solid acting, solid premise, lousy ending.
Terrible ending.
I love the ending. It was a tough call. There are a lot of other movies which I would sort of say hover around the same point, but I thought I'd give it to this one. I mean, Atomic Blonde was almost my 10th choice.
Atomic Blonde for state cinematography action?
Mm-hmm. I thought this was overall a better film and something that's resonated. Okay, fair. All right. So number 9. Ooh, me again?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Okay. Shut up, Simon.
Millennials.
My number 9 is The Big Sick.
What's your list?
That's a very good movie. Yeah. I thought it was like a really good film, like shows like the impact a disease could have on a relationship. And like Kumail and Nanjiani, I'm sorry, I butcher your name.
Nanjiani.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He was so funny in this, and like his botched like comedy routine near the end, it was just so heartbreaking too.
His comedy is terrible.
I think he's really funny, actually.
No, I like him as an actor funny. His comedy is not funny.
Okay, so stand-up?
It's terrible.
Okay.
I can't give you the stand-up.
All right, fair enough. And I find even his bit roles in movies isn't that great. I mean, the best thing I could think he did is
when he was the massage therapist in Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
I forgot about that, too. But overall,
so forgettable.
You know, I like the big Bob's top 10. It's certainly, it's not in my top 10, but it's definitely would be in my top 15. Like Zoe Kazan too, and or no, yeah, Zoe Kazan. Sorry, I get her and Kravitz confused. And Holly Hunter is so good too.
Love Holly. I thought Ray Romano asking him. My favorite joke is I need to talk to someone about 9/11. You haven't talked about 9/11. We lost 11 of our best people there. Oh, my God. Breaks me up every
time.
That
was so funny. I forgot about that from the trailers.
Yes, that was the best trailer I heard. Because I heard it so many times listening to things people talk about it. And they always play that trailer over and over again. It makes me laugh every time.
True.
Intern?
Get out.
No complaints from me. That's a solid pick.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
I liked it. The lead actor had expressive eyes. Like when he was being, tortured. There was the right word, but like his eyes just expressed everything that was going on with him. So I thought it was really well done, well directed.
Yes,
that's great. No problems. Get up.
Good.
My number 9 is Kevin's number 10. 3 Billboards. Same reason. I thought the acting was super strong from Sam Rockwell. I thought it was super strong from, oh my God, Frances McDormand. I thought the film suffered at times because nothing happens to these people for being assholes, pretty much.
Woody dies.
He had cancer early. But I mean, Sam Rockwell, there's no repercussions. There's no repercussions for her. I mean, I love that school scene. She beats the crap out of the kids.
Yeah.
Who threw that milkshake? I was dying. Howling. Well, my problem is I don't have a resolve. This was what I expected from the beginning of the film.
Right.
I don't understand why Peter Dinklage is even in the movie.
He's just sort of like an extended cameo. He's not
like,
and it's like,
he's an alibi, though, right?
Yeah, that's all it is. Is he's an alibi. Yeah. And I'm like, was that really needed? Because nothing happens to these characters anyway.
I thought Rockwell got a few repercussions from getting fired, and then literally fired.
So I'm supposed to be nice to him now? He's nice to his mom? Well, everybody's nice to their mom. You're still an asshole.
I thought he was going to kill the mom.
That's what I thought, too. But
he was redeemed by fire.
He was. So, 3 Billboards, my number 9.
Came out of the ashes.
Okay. My number 9 is a film that surprised me how much I enjoyed it, and that's American Made. Doug Liman films.
Sorry, did I just hear somebody's liking American Made?
I enjoyed the hell out of this movie. It was just, Tom Cruise, goofy humor. I enjoyed a lot of aspects of it. It was just, I don't know what to say. It's one of those films that threw me by surprise how much I enjoyed it.
I think you like the cute blonde wife. That was about all I'm thinking of.
Well, yeah, for sure.
That's the whole reason why that's on the list. I mean, it was a fun film. I thought it was well made. I just thought it was very repetitious at times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, okay, it needs to end. I like the ending. Like, I thought it was a solid film. It just didn't blow me away.
I like the trick, the fact that the narrator's dead.
Yes.
And,
not sure if it's top 10 material, at least from my standpoint, but I'm glad you liked it, Kevin.
That's like I agree. It's not top 10 material, but he enjoyed it. I'll make fun of him for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're up.
Well, this is personal choice, right?
So, oh, no, I'm still going to make fun of you, so don't worry.
And me again, yeah?
Number 8.
Yep. Oh, my God. Okay. Why don't you write it down in order, okay? Sure, here, let me help you. You're first.
Yes.
Then Bob. Then me. Then Kevin.
And then Kevin.
So if you write it down on a sheet of paper, you just follow it down.
All right, guys. Jeez. My number 8 film was Coco. The lullaby scene at the end absolutely, like, stole my heart.
Did that remind me your mommy used to put you to bed?
Yeah. Songs? No.
I think
and
so.
I love the story, and it's just, like, so nice that he's just going against the grain of his family and just because he has a song in his heart kind of thing. And like the visuals are so good, and I just love seeing like the the dead.
Yes, Day of the Dead. Yes.
Day of the Dead. Thank you.
I think you just like it because your mommy sings you a lullaby every night. And just
no, she doesn't sing me a lullaby.
Oh, she puts you in your she washes your Wonder Woman costume and has it ready for you regularly?
What?
She has your Wonder Woman costume pressed and ready at will?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
It's hanging in my closet.
Oh, I know it is.
I mean, you know it is, right? I don't know. I just really loved the film, though. It was really sweet.
Oh,
it was a very good animation.
Probably were having a little rain during the movie, I'm sure.
little tears?
A little misty.
Oh, yeah, definitely during the lullaby.
Yeah, for sure. Sad.
I'm not ashamed.
Oh, I'm not ashamed either. It's great film. Bob?
You weren't the only one.
Oh, we know you are blubbering. I don't even want to bring that up. That's a guarantee.
Well, I did see it three times, so I was trying to steal myself for the third time. It didn't work. Okay, Miss Sloan.
Oh.
Are we going back 16? To the Miss Sloan argument?
Miss Sloan is the last year.
I'm picking it as my in there.
You're more than welcome to pick
I like Jessica Chastain's characterization of the character.
But Miss Sloan is a 2016 movie.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, wow. Screwed up that list already. I thought you had this triple check. Well, that's your pick is nothing.
Nope. Happy Death Day.
Released December 9th, 2016.
Hold on. Happy Death Day. Yep. Is this year's Furry Vengeance?
No, it's not. I liked it. It was fun. It was a fun movie.
Did you just say Happy Death Day?
He did.
This is not a drill?
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I liked it, but it's been a little bad for me. Oh, geez.
This is Bob.
I like the premise, for sure.
The premise was good, but it just didn't have a lot of depth to the film.
No, it was so repetitive. I mean, of course it is, because it's like a time.
It was repetitive because that's what it was like.
Again, you just like the lead in the film.
Okay, sure.
Whatever her name is, Fudge or Tree or...
Tree.
Like,
whatever. I like what was happening. Each time the other characters changed it, she went through the same thing, even though she realized by the end of it, she says, I know I'm getting killed, so...
I know, she's trying to stop getting killed. Right. That's the whole point of the film.
Yeah. But they find creative ways of killing her.
They do.
Has everyone seen it? I don't want to spoil it.
Yeah, of course.
I haven't seen it, but okay.
Kevin's had opportunity.
I just hate at the end how there's like a 20 minute red herring, and then 5 minutes, okay, let's just tidy this up with the real person.
Well, they kind of had to. I like the 20-minute red hair. I did like this film. I just got bored.
I did. I got a little frustrated that it's just so tidy at the end. It's like, okay, now that this is out of the way, let's just do this super quick thing.
Hey, it was tidier than Three Billboards, which is my biggest issue with Three Billboards, is the end of that film.
Okay.
Okay? Well,
apparently a lot of people
I enjoyed it so much I bought it.
You're more welcome to buy it, but I'm more welcome to make fun of you for it.
I know you will.
Thank you.
I just don't care.
Then don't. Number 8, Spider-Man Homecoming for me. Ooh. It's everything I wanted to look for in a Spider-Man movie, action, entertainment. Peter Parker's in high school. I like him having a friend that uses a computer. It all makes sense to me. And it was fun, though. I love Michael Keaton.
I like that. Guess what?
What?
Number 8 is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes!
Nice. On my list. We're in sync on that one. I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. I think it's the least entertaining of the Marvel movies this year, but I did enjoy it a lot, and they're all pretty much the same to me anyway. I loved Tom Holland's Peter Parker. I loved his buddy, the guy in the chair, Ned.
Yes, my favorite.
He's funny. I thought Michael Keaton was great as the Vulture.
He's so good.
Yeah.
And that scene in the cab when they realize that he's the Vulture and he's Spider-Man,
yeah.
That exchange they have was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So right up there, most entertaining moments in the cinema this year. So that's my number 8.
No problem. Okay. Great pick.
Okay, my number 7. I got it right that time, guys, is Baby Driver.
Ooh.
And there's, like, I love heist films, so it was so cool to see the driver aspect of it. And, like, the soundtrack was so awesome.
No, soundtrack was perfect.
Right. And, like, Edgar Wright's direction was great, and I love him as a filmmaker. And I just thought, like, it was so interesting how, like, I love baby's morals, and, like, the romance was really sweet, too. And it was just cool how, like, new characters became villains just because they're so capable of it.
Does he have morals, or is he doing it for himself?
I thought he had morals. Because, I mean, he didn't...
He's still a robber.
He didn't like, but he was put in that position by Spacey's character, correct?
He was blackmailed by Spacey
uh-huh. because he was
yeah. trying to
steal.
And I mean, there's no more morals than kill, offing Jamie Foxx, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Baby has morals. I think he's just doing it to look out for himself.
Okay.
Because, I mean, he's still taking cash from the robbery. He's not, like, dropping off at the charity or anything.
I don't think he's a bad person, but he definitely...
He's a bad person! He got arrested for committing a crime!
But he does the time.
He does.
Yeah, like, I thought, like, his head was in the right spot.
The girl
waits
for him, too.
I just thought he was a really interesting character.
Well, it's Lily James. I'll wait for Lily James.
Oh, I love Lily James.
She waits for you.
She was so good in Cinderella.
She was waiting for the guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Mine? Gifted.
Is this a 2016 release again? No. Oh, God. Kevin, he just said the Gifted. Do I need to go back into the whole Gifted argument, how it was just okay?
The Gifted? It's my choice.
What is the Gifted? I don't even know what that is.
The young girl has a high IQ. Her mother has a high IQ, the grandmother has a high IQ. But the father, played by what's-his-face, didn't want to...
Chris Evans.
Wanted her to have a normal life, but she could never have a normal life because she knew more than kids her age.
I thought he was the uncle.
You're right, he is the uncle.
You're right, he's the uncle.
But I liked it.
Did you buy it?
Nope.
Well, I just couldn't like it that much.
I loved it.
You loved this too?
I don't buy everything.
I wanted to get to the spot on my list, but I didn't get one. Well, I love McKenna Grace in it. She's so great.
McKenna Grace has done a lot of stuff. I think I've seen her in other things.
She was in Antonia. She played the young Tonya Harding.
Yeah, she did.
No, I mean, before it doesn't matter. I'll look it up one day.
Oh, okay.
My number 7 is Daniel's number 7, Baby Driver.
Hey.
Just the car chase scenes. I like the story. Again, I think we had a little bit problems right at the end to try to finish this up, but I had no complaints. I mean, it's Edgar Wright. It's always going to make my list. Who's making noises?
Probably me.
Oh.
I think I might be touching my speaker. My bad, guys.
Oh, okay. All good. Go ahead, Kev.
Stop fidgeting with me. No, Baby Driver's on my list, but it's higher up.
It's probably number 2.
My number 7 is Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Just as I told you, the Marvel movies all fell together. I found Guardians was entertaining and a lot of fun. And that's what I want to be entertained when I go to the movie theater.
Oh, I agree. Guardians, I enjoyed it, didn't love it.
I was entertained by it. I just didn't think it had much of a story.
That was my biggest problem.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah, that was my main complaint. But, yeah, I mean, it's a good pick. I dig it. I dug it. Okay, number 6, then. Marvel movie, Logan. I just loved it because it's so grounded in realism and it just completely reinvents what a superhero film can be. And, Hugh Jackman's performance is so great, and Daphne Keene was so great, too. And there's just so many heartbreaking scenes in this film, and I just need to watch it again. It might be higher on your guys' list if it made it at all, but...
It'll be higher on Kevin's, I'll guarantee it.
No, Logan didn't make my top 10.
Oh, I'm shocked. Bob might have
I enjoyed Logan a lot, but it's a film that I don't want to watch again. And I did watch it again recently, and I thought, man, I don't need to see this again. I think I got everything I needed to get out of it.
Okay.
Because it's not a fun movie. It's torture for him. And I'm not saying it's torture for the audience. I'm just saying it's a deeply violent and disturbing movie.
Yeah, emotionally kind of destroying, right? That's fair not to want to see it again after that. I don't know. I loved it when I saw it.
On some of the audience part.
Okay.
All right, Bob.
Coco. A little higher than on Daniel's list, but it's there.
That's it? That's all you got to say? Is that 3 times? And you're like, a little bit higher in Daniel's list? You want to tell us why it's so
well,
high?
Well, you know list? Why. It, like, it pulled at the heartstrings. It was, like, the music was good. What they showed as the Land of the Dead was really good. The animation on that was really good, I thought. And the like at the end where he says to the great grandmother, whatever she was,
yeah, grandmother.
His grandmother made her realize that she still remembered her father. So. I just like the movie okay. all.
He really had to press to remember her father.
Yeah.
You're going to make me cry, Bob. Stop.
I know.
I'm only partly kidding.
Okay, my number.
If you really want to cry, you should get the soundtrack. That'll get you.
Oh, true.
I have a surprising number six. I, Tanya, blew me away.
What?
Could not
nice.
Believe how much I love this film.
Like that thing.
I am shocked.
I was going into this expecting this is going to be garbage. Allison Janney and the smoking on the ice and the nonstop jokes and the fourth camera breaking made me laugh and
what
laugh.
What happened to the Margot Robbie can't act?
Margot Robbie can act.
Right.
But the script was so much fun that I love a fun script.
Okay.
No, I think Margot Robbie's terrible.
Okay.
And I'm not going to change that, but I like Allison Janney. You can't smoke on the ice. I don't care. I'll smoke quietly.
Yes.
I just love scene after scene. I love the Jeff Galooly guy. It was so good.
Oh, yeah. She says, well, I guess my scene's over.
Yeah, and stuff like that. You want to talk about being hit? I get hit every day. She just pounded her. I thought it worked well. It was well structured.
And they spliced in the real people doing the interviews. I guess that was, didn't they?
Like, no, they were playing the real people, but spliced, like, based on the interviews.
I thought that was actually, because I Googled that, and it said that Tanya actually did that.
I don't remember the real people being in it.
Yeah.
I think it was just them playing them.
Oh.
Unless there was it during the credits that they had that.
No, it was, like, during the movie where she says, who hits their friend's knee?
Oh, no, but it was,
that
it was
Margot
like Robbie playing Tanya.
It looked like Tanya.
Well,
and
she actually
did the skating in there, like the triple loop or whatever that was.
Triple axle,
whatever.
Yeah.
That was actually her.
Okay. Yes, that was really Tanya Harding, because
yeah.
I couldn't find a stand-in that could do it.
Yeah.
That was the
like
problem.
You told me that. You were the one that told me that.
I know.
So
they
Margot Robbie. Oh, sorry. Margot Robbie can hardly skate, so she didn't do the triple axle.
That was evident.
Sorry, go Bob. Or Kevin.
That's okay. I enjoyed the I, Tonya, too. I just wouldn't put it in my top 10.
I wanted to get it in there. But, yeah.
I think partially that's been colored by the fact that I think a lot of the message of I, Tonya is not necessarily accurate. So I'm not 100% sure I can really endorse it.
I just took it as a film. I didn't look in any of the history. Anything. I just watch a film as a film.
Okay. Well, my number six hasn't been brought up yet, and we haven't reviewed it yet.
Uh-oh.
It's Logan Lucky.
Oh.
Wow, really?
Wow.
Okay. Which I had a lot of fun with Logan Lucky.
Take me home, country road.
West Virginia.
Mama.
Great cast, a lot of fun. You know, all the little bits. I liked Daniel Craig was great.
Yes.
I thought Adam Driver was a lot of fun.
The one-armed bartender?
Yeah. And, you know, I'm curious. I almost want to see what happens next. You know, she shows the FBI agent shows up at the bar and says, I'm sticking around for a while. So what is the deal? Is she going to try and catch them, or is she in on it, or?
I think she's trying to catch them 100%.
Oh, what happened there?
I don't know. Who's making all the noise? Must be Daniel.
No, my hands are here. I don't know.
Not me.
I'm not doing anything.
Weird. Skype's acting up. What can I say? Wow. I cannot believe Logan Lucky's that high.
I love the scene with the Game of Thrones references. That was so funny. That was really funny. Unless you haven't seen Game of Thrones, maybe it's not as funny, but, like, if you have, it's great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, and everything. The rednecks, the whole NASCAR thing. NASCAR ain't done nothing to me. And, I don't know. All right, well, number five.
Okay. Let me check my list. Oh, number five. Might be higher for you guys, but for me, it's The Shape of Water. The production design and all the, like, the designs and production value were so great, and it's just such a good ensemble. And, like, Sally Hawkins was magnetizing as Eliza, and I loved it when she did her little dances. She was totally charming, and especially, like, Michael Shannon, he was downright terrifying when he, like, ripped his fingers off.
Ooh.
Like, aw. I wasn't, like, huge on the Richard Jenkins storyline with the whole pie and everything.
That made no sense.
But, like, it was wonderful, like, because my voice cracked there. My bad. I'm so excited. It was a wonderful story for, like it's a fairy tale for adults, right? And yeah. I just thought, like, the love story was really lovely, too.
Fairy tale for... Have you been reading Simon's tweet? Twitter?
No. Well, I kind of adopted that line from you last time, Simon.
Yeah, it's all good, but that's
what I forgot to sign the papers.
I love... Daniel, I have no complaints. I love old films. I love the Sally Hawkins dance numbers. I like when she sings. I thought the Doug Jones costuming was phenomenal.
Yep.
That's a good point.
And I like the look of the film, but I said all this before. But yeah, I'm totally good in The Shape of Water.
We're agreeing, Simon.
Uh-oh.
It's gonna be today.
Uh-oh. Okay. Darkest Hour.
Oh, God.
Oh, oh shit.
What?
I didn't see that one.
I hate it. Darkest Hour.
Okay, but Gary Oldman was hardly recognizable as Gary Oldman. You sort of lost him in the part.
He's always a chameleon.
This has to be one of the most boring films I've seen all year.
See it twice because the first time I actually fell asleep.
Oh, it's so boring. I can't believe
it. When I saw it the second time, I had a better appreciation for it.
But you fell asleep the first time?
Yes.
Were you tired, or was it just really boring?
I don't know. I think it was a combination of being tired and just being a little bored at the time. But when I went back to see it the second time, I appreciated it more as a film.
Okay. No. No.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from. But personally, that would, like, falling asleep would make it not.
No. No, Daniel. I think I gave this film a 2.
Oh, really?
I hated it that much.
It's the only Best Picture film that I don't really, looking forward to seeing. Because we already got Dunkirk, and it's just
I've seen Phantom Thread, it's the only one I haven't seen.
I haven't seen that either.
I haven't seen Darkest Hour or Phantom Thread yet.
Phantom Thread's the only one for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen Phantom Thread. I've watched about half of Darkest Hour, and I turned it off because I was bored out of my mind.
I gave it a 2, Kevin, and I felt bad, and I thought I should give it a 1, but I'm like, I can't give this a 1.
I'm not discounting his performance, which is fantastic.
It's amazing.
The film itself is, meh.
It's trite slog.
Is that this year's Furry Vengeance for you, Bob?
No, it's coming. We already had his Furry
Vengeance. Oh, it's coming?
And we had Gifted. Oh. We had a bunch of Furry Vengeance.
What is wrong? Gifted? How can you compare Gifted to Furry Vengeance?
I love Gifted, so I can't think of it as Furry Vengeance.
Okay, my number 5 is Coco.
Ooh.
Yay.
For probably very different reasons than you guys. I thought the world building in this film was phenomenal.
Okay.
Like, I thought the Day of the Dead world worked perfectly.
I said that.
And I like the way the characters looked. I like how they had, like, turnstiles and all that. I like everything about the film. I love the villain. The villain to me was so good.
Yes.
And the lead into him, where you had no idea that, boom, he shows up. Awesome. Absolutely love the twists in that film. Everything works for me. Remember Me was a little bit, you knew the heartstrings were coming, but... It was coming. It's a Pixar movie. We all know it's coming. But no,
did they get
loved
tears
it.
From you?
Of course they did.
Oh,
a little moist. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I'd love a sequel, but I don't see a point to it.
I liked when he tries to get across with that bridge.
Yeah.
It won't let you. If your pictures aren't up, the bridge, when you try to cross it sort of drags you down.
Why does the abuela get an old picture? Everybody else gets a young picture of them. Abuela gets like she looks like in the film.
I don't know.
Shouldn't Coco's picture be like when she was like 10 maybe? Maybe 20?
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, Coco didn't make my list. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought there were some things about it that I couldn't forgive, like the fact that the guy who couldn't get across turns out to be his father, or his great grandfather or whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
I thought that was kind of contrived. I thought
100% it was. It worked for me.
I really liked that.
And it's certainly going to win the best animated picture. There's no doubt about that.
No doubt about it. Better. I really think Mad Captain Underpants didn't get a nomination.
You're kidding, right?
Over Boss Baby? I would have put Captain Underpants over Boss Baby.
Oh,
that's not winning either.
Well, at least the Emoji Movie didn't make it on there.
Well, no, I like Boss Baby more than I like Captain Underpants. I gave a 1 out of 10. I hated it. Absolutely put me to sleep.
I loved the comics when I was a kid.
It was made for 5-year-olds.
I'm a 5-year-old, okay, Simon?
Oh, I know. That's why you dress up as Wonder Woman over Halloween. I'm totally prepared.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Well, on that note, my number 5 is Lady Bird.
Ooh.
Ooh.
A film that I thoroughly enjoyed. Greta Gerwig's opus about living in Sacramento. Fantastic acting, interesting movie, interesting characters. I liked everything about it. No complaints.
Absolutely. I thought Lori Metcalf was phenomenal.
Yes.
I think she's going to lose the Oscar to Frances McDormand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would
Allison prefer... Janney, right? Because she's in the best supporting category.
They're both in best supporting. That. Frances McDormand's best supporting.
No, Frances.
Oh, sorry. Lori Metcalf is...
Lori Metcalf.
She's going to lose Allison Janney for I, Tonya. I love Lori Metcalf, but she was so good in I, Tonya, Allison Janney.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, that's my pick. So.
All right. Number four.
My number 4 is Wind River.
Oh, God. I'm done.
I loved it. It was like Taylor Sheridan's latest set in Wyoming. I loved how it brought like attention to how many Aboriginal people go missing, and like the mystery got a little predictable in the last 25 minutes, but I still loved watching everything unfold, like the cinematography, and Elizabeth Olsen breaks my heart every time at the end. When she realized how much spirit the girl had, like that they found dead, and I loved it. No shame.
I won't tell you how much I hate Wind River.
Is it going to be on your worst of?
No.
No? Okay.
But I liked his last two movies. I liked the Sicario he wrote. I liked. I liked High and Low. I thought it was a solid film. I just went too slow.
For I haven't seen High or High.
That was last year. You missed it. Should have been here. I can't give you Wind River, buddy. Absolutely hated it.
I love it.
Oh.
I got the Blu-ray right here for some reason. I bought it.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
I tried.
Did you at least like it better than Happy Death Day?
No, I didn't.
No. Okay. So I guess it's not on your list then.
No.
What'd you give it on 10?
4.
A 4? Okay. See, that's almost good for you.
That's probably good for me.
All right, intern.
Okay. Simon knows this one will be cut in the top 4. Greatest Showman.
Not number 1.
Nope.
Wow.
You thought it was going to be number 1.
100%.
Oh, wait till you hear number 1.
Great. Happy Death Day, too.
Nope. Ew, we haven't made it through yet. You knew this was coming, though.
Oh, Greatest Showman. After I've seen Greatest Showman, I know it was on your list. Song, dance, and teenagers. They're all there.
Soundtrack's cool.
The soundtrack's the best soundtrack I've heard since Lion King.
But when I think I saw it 3 times, and each time I'm tapping my foot to the music, and I'm going, I still enjoy this.
More money each time.
It's going to win probably Best Song, I think.
It will win Best Song. We've got 2 nominated.
So. I know. Greatest Showman. I love the Greatest Showman song.
Good.
But it's not going to win. The other one's going to win.
I really liked it, but like for Jackman's character, I thought he got really snobby near the end.
Yeah, but that's where it goes. We can't discuss that now. We have to do that later.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Number four, Shape of Water for me.
Ooh.
And there's nothing else I can say. I think the look, the feel, everything is wonderful.
Yes.
And it could have been number one because it's moved. But I don't know. I had a hard choice. I really had a hard choice on this one. I just love this film. It needed a little bit more action. I probably would have moved it up, but I did love this film.
Awesome. All right.
You'll find it.
Kevin's favorite movie, Shape of Water, just so you know.
Maybe not. But my number four is Molly's Game.
Ooh. Oh, God, no.
Which, another Jessica Chastain is smarter than all of us movie.
Oh, yeah, I know. Isn't she always smarter than all of us?
All of her movies, she's smarter than everybody. She's the smartest person around. Maybe not in The Help, though, but still go on. Well, no, but, or in Crimson Peak. But I don't know. I enjoyed this movie. I thought Idris Elba was a good character, but just the whole ins and outs of poker and all the bits. Aaron Sorkin, I love Aaron Sorkin's work, so interested to see him graduate to directing features now. So I don't know. No complaints. I just thought it was a solid film. Great acting. I thought Kevin Costner was as good as the gruff old dad. Reprising his role from Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm. I had a little bit of problems with Sorkin's directing, which we'll get into more when we do a full review.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little problems with that. I wanted a bit more. There was no, it's not really a poker movie. That's what really drove me nuts, because that's what I wanted.
Okay.
And it's not about
it doesn't
poker.
Need to be a poker movie. It's a movie about people.
I know.
I love the poker that we got, and I like the biography.
I love poker, so that's really my
I love poker, too. It's so great. Such a great game.
So, I don't know. That's just me. We'll get into it more when we do the full review, I promise.
Y'all ready for my number three?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jordan Peele's Get Out.
Woo!
My number three.
Good pick.
I like it. I was torn where this was going to be in my top three, but I knew it was going to be there. Just because, like, I know some of the themes went over my head, probably, but I just thought it was such a fascinating concept by the end of it, and just, like, such a damn good setup for a horror film.
Oh, I agree.
And,
yes.
Like, the spoon. Catherine Keener's spoon on the teacup.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing the spoon thing, guys.
That's not really doing anything. It's all right. Spike the tea.
The sound is so creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Daniel Kaluuya, like, when he's crying going into the sunken place, oh, that's such raw acting. Ah, so good. So good. Oh. It's just sat with me for, like, 10 months, and I need to see it again, like, right now. Can I go and watch it?
Well, yeah, over Wind River, yes.
Okay. Shape of Water. Simon will be happy.
Oh, my God. Bob has Shape of Water higher than me.
Yes.
And I loved it.
I had trouble this year with my top 10 because I kept going.
Yeah, because you had a 2016 list on it.
No, that's not why. I had, like, films that I'm going, these are good. But I picked Shape of Water for the same reason you picked this number four, but... I really enjoyed it, the costuming, et cetera, et cetera. Everything was good. The directing was good. What's her name? Help me out here.
Oh, I'm going to let you just stew in this one. The lead girl?
The lead girl.
Sally Hawkins.
Sally Hawkins. Yeah, she was perfect. She was perfect in the role. Michael Shannon, as you said, he was perfect as the villain. Like, he rips off his fingers, and he goes up and shoots anybody that's... And he when he went into Octavia Spencer's house, you could feel like the tension.
Oh, the tension was there.
Yes.
Like, I'm going, you're going to kill somebody, aren't you?
And the husband was the coward to give her up, right?
So I put that there.
My number three is Daniel's number three, The Get Out.
Ooh.
Nice.
Love The Get Out. Yes. You didn't mention Stephen Root. That's all I got to say.
Oh,
got Stephen Root in it. Worth
Stephen.
Watching. There's nothing more to say about The Get Out. Phenomenal film.
Like, the mirror character. Like, I don't know why I didn't see it coming, but I was like, okay, something's up here, and it was just so good.
I love the end of this film. Little Rio made my day. I got to meet him Little Rio, his buddy.
Oh, right, sorry.
Got to meet him in Montreal, so I'm kind of happy with that.
Something.
Yes, I thought it was a great film. I like I like the premise. Everything worked for me. I'm quite happy for Jordanville.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for me.
All right. Well, my number three was Baby Driver.
Okay, that's fine. I love Baby Driver.
Yeah. Just a fun heist film. Lots of great music. Like the director's work in general. So, but a few of us have already mentioned it, so we'll move on to number two.
Okay, so my number two, I mean, a bunch of us have already said it, but it's way higher than you guys. It's Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Mm. I loved Frances McDormand, and I definitely don't have as much of a problem with the ending as you both do. Mm-hmm. Just because there's so much that weighs in it. Like, a man's life is on the hook in their decision. And I also thought, like, when Sam Rockwell throws the Caleb Landry Jones character out the window, that was just so well shot, and it was just the humor from McDonough is so great.
Yeah.
And where did Simon go? Is he that mad?
He'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought he was mad at my pick.
How can you be mad at your pick? You know why?
I mean, it was in his top 10 too, I guess. Too. I'll keep talking.
Was it in your top
10? Okay. Rockwell, like, he was great, and I did think he got some comeuppance, and I just like that he redeemed himself at the end.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
And especially,
he's a racist. He doesn't need to be redeemed.
And Harrelson was great, too.
Yeah.
His death scene there was heartbreaking.
It was. Like, mm-hmm. He knew he had cancer, so he had to shoot himself.
Yeah.
That was,
and I loved it. I mean, Tom Rockwell was like I don't think I've ever hated one of his characters so much, but I thought he did like try to redeem himself, even though he almost doesn't seem capable, right? But it's a road to redemption, I suppose.
That?
All right.
Okay. I had this one as number one for the longest time, but it moved down. I saw this at the film festival. And I had it as number one, Three Billboards, but it's now number two. Well, it's tied for number one.
So 1B.
Huh? What?
Oh, sorry, I just said it's like 1B.
Yeah, 1B.
Tie.
So the very same reason you liked it as number two, I thought the same thing. But I had trouble with the placement on this as number one and number two after seeing another movie. So this one was number one until I saw that other movie, but now it's 1B, so it's still up there.
My number two has been already mentioned. I'll just say it, Lady Bird. I loved it.
Okay.
All right, my number two is The Shape of Water.
Ooh, I'm shocked. Yeah. That's not number one for Kevin.
It's not my favorite Del Toro movie, but it's definitely an allegory for our time.
I have to disagree with you. I think this is my favorite Del Toro movie.
Okay. Actually, I haven't seen the Pan's Labyrinth.
I have. I love it a lot. It was
that could be the next one that you give me, Simon.
Mm-hmm. I'll think about it.
Okay. Okay, so am I kicking it off at number one?
Number one.
My number one was Greta Gerwig's Lady Bird.
Ooh.
I thought it was hella tight, to quote Timothy Chalamet in the movie. There's so many funny scenes, and like especially with like Saoirse Ronan's Lady Bird and Beanie Feldstein's Julie. When they were sitting on the office floor eating the wafers or whatever they're called. And she's just I think my shower thing's pretty strong, right? And I don't know. It's just so funny, and Laurie Metcalf's great. And
I agree.
I knew I was going to love it when Lady Bird tucked and rolled out of the car.
I'm with you. I'm all good.
Yeah.
No issues with me. It was my number two, so I can't complain.
Very good. Thank you.
Say Molly's game, Bob.
Molly's game. 1A.
Oh, jeez.
I already knew that. I had heard it, too. I'm like, I know what number one is.
Well, you knew it had to be coming because it was lower down in
all the lists. Well, it was either Greatest Showman or Molly's Game, I thought was your number one.
Yeah, and you thought Greatest Showman was, like, higher on there. But Molly's Game, for the exact same reasons that everybody liked it. I liked the characterization. I know it wasn't a poker movie, as you said, but the poker was part of it.
It was, absolutely.
The skiing was part of it. The father being tough on her was part of it. It all worked for me.
All good.
Okay.
Are you ready for my number one? Has not been mentioned by anybody.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You want to take a shot, Kevin?
A3.
The Florida Project.
You're correct. Ooh. Florida Project's my favorite. Nice. It blew me away. I didn't think anything could beat Lady Bird after I saw Lady Bird. Did not think Florida Project. I fell in love with. I like the filmmaking. I like how it felt so real. Lady Bird did too for me. It felt like a world I could go into. I could see these kids running around. Everything made sense to me in this movie. The ending made sense. I thought the freestyle was sense. Green Goblin was perfect.
William Dafoe.
Like, everything worked everything worked perfectly for me in this film, is why I picked this my number one.
I don't have any problem with that. I just barely missed my list.
Daniel, I watched too many films I don't like, and I fell in love with this film.
I saw this one at TIFF, and, Brooklyn Prince, or Pierce
Brooklyn Prince stole my is heart. Amazing.
I have pictures of her. I'm like, you were here that sounds weird. I do not have pictures of her. I do have on my computer. Yeah. I took them at TIFF. Okay, guys.
Daniel, you were here.
I tried to save myself.
Well, my number one film hasn't been mentioned yet either.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to take a guess, Simon?
It's the only one.
Come on, what hasn't been mentioned? What would be my obvious number one pick?
Thor Ragnarok. Well, he's right. Thor Ragnarok.
Thor Ragnarok is my number one movie. What a hell of a film. So fun. From beginning to end. They just basically said, screw it. We're just going to have fun and have a... And on every level it works. I love Hela. I love even the executioner with his guns and guarding the... taking whatever his name's place.
Heimdall,
yes.
I love it. I have no issues with Thor being number one. Great film.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. I really like the villain, too.
Yes.
Does anybody have honorable mentions or just me?
I do.
Okay, go through them quick and I won't say anything. Dan, go.
One second. I just got to go down to him. Sorry, guys.
Four.
The Disaster Artist, I, Tonya, Detroit, Megan Levy, and Florida Project.
Well, there's two on there that should have came off. Go ahead, Bob.
Wonder Woman, Professor Marston and the Wonder Woman, Baby Driver, and Dunkirk. Next would have been Thor. But
Ocha, Big Sick, Logan, Wonder Woman.
Well, at least Wonder Woman made it.
All right. For me, it was Atomic Blonde, It, Big Sick, Wonder Woman, Florida Project, I, Tonya, Logan, and I Don't Feel at Home in This World Anymore.
Oh, God. Why do you guys love that film so much more than I do?
I love that movie.
I liked it. I didn't love it. You guys love it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, Daniel, get on it. You have Netflix.
Yeah, well.
I haven't seen it either.
Okay. That's it. We're done, right? There's no more until next year?
So is there any other movie that you liked but just wouldn't put in your top 10 that you think was someone should see?
I thought I heard somebody say Beauty and the Beast.
I said that at the beginning. It would be top 20 for me, but not top 10.
Well, actually, it's in the top 20 for me.
Well, I mentioned Ocha, so I'd say Ocha, but none of you guys saw it, I don't think, just me.
Detroit was really good.
God, Daniel, shut up.
Okay.
Nobody wants...
What's Ocha?
It's
Ouija?
It's a Netflix one.
It's a Netflix.
Never mind that.
I don't hear any more about Detroit.
Not Detroit. Okay, I'll shut up.
Good, that's good. You're supposed to fight with me. You can just sit there.
Oh, yeah, I love Detroit, Simon.
Yes.
I don't know, I thought that was raw. I thought that was really good film.
It was raw, before I could barely stay awake by the last couple hours, 40 minutes.
Well, Poulter, he's such a, he played such a scary character. Like a really mean racist.
We can do a full review for it. We've never done it.
I think I hated him more than I hated Sam Rockwell.
For sure you did. 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. Till next year. Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye.
All right. Hey, guys.
Take it easy. I'm Kevin.
I'm Simon.
I'm Daniel.
Intern.
And if they make it?
He forces us to watch it.